The following is presented by Le Sommet Coors Light, celebrity guests, entertainment, and oh, a bit of sports. Every Wednesday night on RDS.
Sends it far side, Nosek off the side of the cage, and then they score! Ryan Reeves ties the game at four!
That's a penalty on Reeves. He cross-checks Carlson to the ice just as the puck comes. He drags it to his feet and throws it up top to tie the game.
Here come the Caps. Cross-ice pass, and then dropping it off was Toronto for Carlson, and he hits the bar. Reeves with the puck, right-wing boards, out to the right point, England, and then across to Theodore. Shea Theodore has a shot blocked by Devontae Smith-Kelly, held in at the line by Theodore. Theodore sends one across, score! Nosek, 5-4, Golden Knights!
As heard right here on TSN 690, that's some heavy-duty talent on the NBC radio broadcast. Kenny Albert, Ray Ferraro, Joe Micheletti. Let's go to Vegas right now, with us every Tuesday and Thursday. Ray Ferraro, how are you?
I'm good. We just taped our hits for SportsCenter and stuff on the pool deck here.
That's what I was...
Safe to say, we were the only people in suits. And you had to kind of really lock in and focus a bit there. There was some places you could lose your focus.
Oh, yeah, I understand. It's funny, before you jumped on with us here, Gallo admitted that he wouldn't mind, it wouldn't take him much to run around naked.
There was more than that, but not much more than that.
Just a little thong for little Mitchie Gallo. Ray, it was, from an entertainment standpoint, you couldn't have asked for more, obviously, a Stanley Cup opener. You're lucky to be there. You know that. But it's unfortunate that some of the focus has to shift to the officiating. You got two of the best. There's four guys working the final. So you got the best all year working there. And how did they miss what they missed last night?
I don't know. I see, this is where, Mitch, I sometimes don't get it. As hard as I try to understand, I just don't get it. They might as well take the rule book that they call the games with in the regular season and have a ceremonial burning to start the playoffs and just say, we're not going to call this rule book anymore. We're going to call the other one that we don't really have printed up. That's the one we're going to call. And it happens every year. They tell us it's not going to happen, and it happens every year. This garbage about letting the players decide, oh, we don't want the ref to decide. He's not deciding. You commit a penalty, he's going to call it. How is that him deciding the game? If you don't call the penalties, you see what happens. And so I know everybody's got their shorts in a knot about Tom Wilson, but the play that really mattered was Ryan Reeves. When he cross-checks John Carlson in front of the net, if John Carlson had done that to Ryan Reeves, I can guarantee you there's a penalty, because they would have called it on the defender. Reeves cross-checks him to the ice and shoots it in the net. How is that not a penalty? There's no way the officiating is going to be perfect, and I think we should all probably understand that, because we seem to hold them to a higher standard than the players. Because a player makes a mistake, and you go, oh, he made a mistake. The ref makes one, and we want to bang him on the toes for it. But the fact that they don't call the game the same way they do in the regular season, to me, is falling.
Well, the whole the Wilson thing, is I like what they did, because clearly they realize they missed something significant, and it's Tom Wilson. That, which goes to another point, how do two veteran referees not keep an eye on Tom Wilson when he's on the ice? So that's a whole other issue.
Okay, but hang on, let's stop for a sec.
Yeah.
So they called a penalty.
Right.
Like, that's all they can do.
My point is they gathered, right, and they discussed it, why wouldn't they have done that on the Ryan Reeves play? Like, are they opening themselves up here to, you know, second guessing every move, every call they make, and when it's obvious that there's a missed call, should we all get together and do this after every missed call or what?
No, I think the reason they got together was about the Wilson one, was that there was so much chaos after it. You know, Perron comes out of the, comes into the play and cross-checks Ovechkin down, and then there's a scrum. And so that tells them, okay, whatever we've missed, we need to get this right. The Reeves play happened so quickly, but guys, I'm standing, my position was, 45 feet from where Reeves was. I was I was at that end of the ice, to the left side of Braden Holtby. And so I'm not even as close as the ref. I can see it. Like, I watch it live. I'm like, oh, that's a penalty. And then it's in the net. I don't, as far as opening up to second guess, man, they're already second guessed on everything. And that's just, that's the bill of goods you pay when you're a ref or an umpire. You know, they're going to, every call you make, it's going to get scrutinized and replayed and over and over and over. But I honestly, I didn't have a problem so much with the Wilson hit because of the way the rule is written. It doesn't mean I like it, but it means that's the way the rule's written. You're allowed to hit guys hard. You can't hit them late, and if you do, you get a penalty. And he got a penalty. Like, there was nothing else that could be a, could have been done in that spot. And, you know, I know people have said, they could give him 5 minutes for interference. Jonathan Marchessault is 180 pounds. Tom Wilson's 235.
Yes.
So when he hits him, he's going to go flying. And that's why it's 2 minutes. But that's why it's interference. If you want more, if you want supplemental discipline, then they have to rewrite the rule. I got a bunch of tweets today about, you know, that was later, or that looked different or worse than Aaron Rome's hit on Nathan Horton in the 2011 playoffs in the finals. And Rome got four games. That was 7 years ago and probably four different rules ago. I can't even keep track of what they are. I've said this, and I believe this firmly, that the NHL needs to take the rule book, hire a committee, an ex-official, a current official, representatives of the players in the teams, and go through from page one and take out the stuff that doesn't matter and redefine the stuff that does matter. Because right now, it's a bunch of words on paper that are followed some of the time.
Yeah, I don't get the five-minute interference. I know Carey Fraser was calling for that. What Chara did to Pacioretty was a five-minute interference major and a game misconduct. That did not come close to that. Gallo, you want to get in here?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, right, because I saw you and Theo Fleury kind of talking about, well, Fleury was mentioning that Marchessault should have known that Wilson was on the ice and that players don't really play afraid anymore. Do you think that's missing from the game now, and is that a bad thing?
Well, it's not. I don't think it's missing. It is. I can guarantee you, I got clocked a couple of times, and it was because I wasn't aware of who was around. If Tom Wilson's on the ice and you're playing against Tom Wilson a lot, or a player that might have been like that, like, I was aware when Claude Lemieux was on the ice, just because. I'm certainly aware when Scott Stevens was on the ice. I knew when Eric Lindros was out there, because if they decided to run you over, they just ran you right over. So you have to be aware. I don't think the players now have anywhere near the, I'll say the fear, but I don't really mean the fear. They don't worry so much about what happens away from them. And the reason is, I believe they think the rule book and the rules and the way that the rules have changed will protect them. And the problem is, if you play like that, if you think like that, every once in a while you're going to get stung. And because there'll be a guy always, like Tom Wilson, who gets right up to the line, lots of times is over. He's been suspended multiple times, I believe. Certainly once in these playoffs, and you get it. I hate talking about when we played, because it makes me sound like Homer Simpson yelling at the clouds or Grandpa Simpson yelling at the clouds. But you just knew. You had to, because the rules weren't going to protect you. Watch a guy come off the boards now. He comes dead through the middle of the ice, and if he's got to look down to find the puck, he looks down. Well, you would have never done that, because the next thing you would have seen was the roof of the building.
Ray, the Vegas Golden Knights have figured out yet another way to win. Even those who were slow coming around recognize how good a team they are. They're now 13-3 in the postseason, 7-1 on home ice. And even without their best players, they managed to knock off the Washington Capitals in Game 1. How do you explain this fourth line that Gallant put together and how effective they are?
Well, they picked up Ryan Reeves at the deadline, and, you know, he had Kelly McCrimmon, who was the assistant general manager for George McPhee here. He had Reeves and Brandon for 3 years, and so he knew him, and he knew that his personality and the way he played was a lot different than what they had in Vegas, and felt that it would be a really good addition to bring in. Now, Reeves didn't even play at the start of the playoffs. He's a healthy scratch. William Carrier was just an absolute terror on the fourth line with Noshik, Thomas Nosek, and Pierre-Edward Belmar. And so when Carrier went out, Reeves came in. What's interesting to me is, and I think this is the genius of Gerard Gallant's coaching, is that he really trusts his players to do the job for him. And so Ryan Reeves is out there, and he's out there against Nick Backstrom's line. He doesn't get pigeonholed, Gallant doesn't, to playing one line and, oh, I got to have this hard match. He uses different people against other lines. Belmar and Nosek are their two top penalty killers. They go out first on every penalty kill, every one. And it's amazing what trust and confidence can do for a player. So Reeves sits in. He scored two goals in two games. And, you know, he's not taking any penalties. He's an intimidating guy because he can skate. There are games when he's just not effective, but he sure was last night. I thought that line was outstanding last night.
You see, back in those days, rich men would ride around in Zeppelins dropping coins on people. And one day, I see J.D. Rockefeller flying by.
Stay current, Ray.
Isn't that good stuff?
Oh, man. Man. I've got another. I don't have Grandpa Simpson. I have the pool in as a visual right now. So I'm going to let you tear your suit off and dive in, and we'll talk to you in a couple of days.
Talk to you then. See you guys.